I'm very concerned regarding this plight of the Yazidi community. And I did use my opportunity being there to encourage the Iraqi authorities to spare no effort to ensure that there is accountability for the atrocity crimes being committed in the country, and also to assess the risk of further atrocity crimes in Iraq, and also how we can support the Iraqi government and communities at risk.
What evidence have we found of atrocities and potential genocide?
Well, I should say that I was humbled by my meetings with IDPs, particularly the Yazidi, and the stories they told me of their suffering and also their bravery, I should say. They live in fear that the government cannot protect them against ISIL. The United Nations has investigated the actions of ISIL and concluded that the crimes committed against the Yazidi may constitute atrocity crimes, even genocide. There is a strong likelihood that these crimes continue to be committed in areas occupied by Daesh. While we have very strong allegations, only a court with the jurisdiction to prosecute genocide can make this determination.
But it seems that Daesh is not at all ashamed of the act of committing genocide. It's almost an instrument of policy for them.
And that is why every effort has to be made to really bring to account whoever is perpetrating in the Daesh camp these atrocities. And that is why I encourage the Iraqi authorities, even if they don't ratify now the Rome Treaty, that they accept the ad hoc jurisdiction of the ICC, so that at least the prosecutor of the ICC can start a preliminary examination. And I think that is extremely important, because we have to do everything we can to strengthen the protection of all minorities in the country. And this also, of course, as I said, include taking legal steps to ensure that minorities are recognized and their collective rights are protected. I can say that Iraq is a mosaic of minorities. I was so sad when meeting the representative of the Mundai community. He told me we are now only about 10,000. And if nothing is done, maybe in 10 years, 20 years, our community will totally disappear.
Are you worried that with the string of very high-profile murderous attacks by Daesh in the rest of the world, in places like Paris and obviously Beirut, that the cause of people like the Yazidis is going to get marginalised a bit?
What happened in Lebanon, in Paris, of course, we are extremely concerned. But I think our emotion should not darken our minds. And we have seen it already in the United States, when you have politicians who are now making totally unacceptable statement and saying that we should not allow Muslim to be accommodated here. No, this is not proper. We have also to think about how to address this issue. Violence against violence may not be the most appropriate response. I mean, it is true, we need to have military operations to fight Daesh, but at the same time, let's not close our eyes on also the grievances. When I said that there was a total distrust from these communities, the Yazidi community in particular, against the central government of Iraq, against the Kurdistan, but also against the United Nations. But hopefully, during my presence, they felt that the UN is coming to their rescue.
Did you feel that they were reassured and that they might someday soon be able to feel secure enough to go back to places like Xinjiang?
Well, I do notice that, of course, there was a concern at the high risk of reprisal in areas that become liberated from Daesh. But also, I invite all of you minorities to get together. The more you are united, the stronger you will be. Because at the end of the day, we have to make sure that this Iraq, which is one of the, which I would say is the cradle of civilizations, you know, where you have the most ancient churches, the Chaldean church, for instance, all type of religions. We have to protect those minorities. It is part of our humanity.